The fifth quarter.
A 23-point win for Leopold. 85 playing 62. Time to head inside the Leopold camp, I think. Josh Conway, we've been locked into our K-Rock commentary box here. Thanks to APCO Cafe 24/7 Buzz, but who have you got with you?
And I'm still locked out in the Leopold rooms, Kingy. They're still having a chat in there. Jace Tom's still addressing the team, so wait a couple more minutes.
Okay, no worries, mate. Any injury concerns, though, that you're aware of, other than that young Nicholas Ash earlier, Michael Case earlier in the game?
Yeah, well, Case didn't reappear after halftime, did he? So we'll check in with Jace Tom when we speak to him. Other than that, I don't think there's anything too serious. Tom Gordon did eventually come back onto the ground. Could have been just some cramp in his quad or hip. Other than that, I think it was a clean bill of health.
Thank you for that. Around the grounds for Leopold Sportsman's Club, Leopold Sporties, your complete family venue. If you're in the vicinity tonight, I'm sure they'd be happy to see you at Leopold Sporties. Just call ahead to book. Do a wonderful meal there at the Leopold Sporties. GDFL round 10 today, and some very interesting results coming out, Jase.
Yes, very. Kirsch, get on the phone so we can book a table at the Sporties while we're here. Winch, 12-11-83, defeated Anarchy 5-9-39. So Brendan Forsman says he's not coaching next year, and the Blues get over the line, so that's good for them. Belmont, 8-3-51, went down to East Geelong 13-9-87. They're Kingy's pick for the... for the 2021 season, I think, East Geelong in the GD. North Geelong.
Inverleigh will go through champions, and East Geelong will get
play there.
Geelong will get at least to a prelim.
18-16-124, North Geelong, number one ticket holder. Corrie, 11-6-72. He's got a lot to do with the GDFL, isn't he, Kingy? Bellpost still 12-18-90. Thompson, 6-5-41. There needs to be an investigation at the Tigers, I think. Werribee, 7-12-54. Inverleigh, 13-14-92. Just flexing their muscles. And Bannockburn and Geelong West at Victoria Park. Bannockburn, 8-9-57. Geelong West, 8-9-57.
Mitch White said it was going to be close when I spoke to him for krockfootball.com.
Mitch White was right.
He was banging. He goes, they always have ding-dong
they
battles.
They do too, actually. They haven't the past few years, yes.
Just a little bit of around-the-grounds news. Now, Mitch Patton did say he was missing his partner in crime.
Brandon Howarth.
Just doing a bit of Facebook stalking. I'm friends with him on Facebook, but Brandon Howarth and his partner, Jasna, engaged today. So Brandon wasn't even here today.
Brando! Oh, good work.
So I've just seen that bob on Facebook. So congratulations to Brandon Howarth, premiership player, of course. Six goals in the 2016 grand final, kicked more than 300 goals for Leopold, was the preeminent small forward of the 2010s in the GFL, but retired late last year, and is enjoying life post-football. So congratulations to, as he wrote, the future Mrs. Howarth. On his photo on Facebook. So congratulations. In the AFL this afternoon, we have the big upset. GWS, who only 6 days ago on the MCG were beaten by Hawthorn, return.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
Return 6 days later to cause a massive upset and knock over the top of the ladder, Melbourne, and they beat them 64-55. Now, at Adelaide Oval, Brisbane 22 leading the Adelaide Crows 13. The VFLW qualifying final, Geelong, unfortunately, they are now playing cutthroat finals to get to the decider. They are into a first semi-final next week after losing to Collingwood. Geelong 2-8-20, Collingwood 4-2-26. And we are trying to chase down a NAB League score for the Falcons boys this afternoon. They played the call to Cannons, but do you think finding a score for that is easy? We are doing our best to get that for you. Around the grounds, just GDFL scores very quickly, Jase, as I give you the VFLW. Geelong 2-8-20 lost to Collingwood 4-2-26 in the VFLW qualifying final. And in the NAB League, the Falcons have fallen just short against Calder 7-8-50, 8-5-53. GDFL round 10.
Winchelsea 83, Anarchy 39, East Geelong 87, Belmont 51, North Geelong 124, Corrie 72, Bellpost Hill 90, Thompson 41, Werribee 54, Inverleigh 92, and a draw out at Victoria Park, Bannockburn, Geelong West Giants 57 apiece.
Thank you for that. And in the AFL for Leopold Sporties, Giants 64 defeated Melbourne 55. And at halftime, Brisbane made to work by the Crows. It's the Lions 36 leading Adelaide 28. The head-to-head matchup today was the ruck battle, Trent West versus David Fanning and Cam Wilkinson. And with $50 of the Leopold Sporties voucher going to Trent West, I suspect he gets the Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head matchup.
He was the dominant big fellow on the ground today. He did everything. I think I mentioned at halftime, he followed up his ruck work. His second efforts were fantastic. And I thought around the ground he was pretty good as well. And I thought Fanning and Wilkinson had no influence on the game whatsoever. And West took it right up to him. So easy result.
GeelongInsuranceBrokers.com.au. Thank you, Kirsch. Also from you, Kirsch, the Steamatic standout, delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the Greater Geelong area for 25 years. You picked the best on ground. Did Buzz get it right with his $100 voucher as well?
He did.
Yeah.
He did indeed. I think he was the superior footballer on the ground, and he was the difference, I thought.
TAC stats tracker is going to make interesting reading for Marcus Thompson.
Yeah, I think he would have blown it up today, especially in the first half. He was extraordinary.
But what he does with the ball, like his ball use is just something else.
He's penetrating, isn't he?
He opens the game up so much with his vision and his ball use. His efficiency is high, and he really is a difference.
All right, good work by you, Kirsch. Steamatic, your disaster restoration experts. For St John O'Gotti, our injuries, the only one we've got to worry about, I think, might be Michael Case, but he might be the beneficiary of next week off with the 12-day concussion protocol.
That's right, and the way Jase Tom was talking, it's probably slightly more positive than we may have initially thought, which is good for the young man, so we'll wait and see. But, yeah, you're right, that week off will come in handy, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're going to have some decisions. Selection, Hughes, Hayden, Ruggles, potentially Boyd, gives them a different look against a St Mary side that St Mary's not just going, but they haven't fully clicked into gear yet. Is that a fair assumption? Even though haven't lost a game?
Yeah, that's probably fair. They can definitely play better, and I'm sure Robbo and Keasty would admit that too. I think Robbo did as much last week too. So they're certainly not flying like Colac.
They're banking 4 points each week, but they're not sort of playing their best footy. So.
I hope we're doing that Leopold St Mary's game for one reason and one reason alone. Paddy Dowling show.
Mm. What about Clash Jumper?
A lot of green.
White. White
well, Samaria's come out with their white.
What about just keeping him off the radio? That's the most important thing. Paddy Dowling. He can do whatever he likes on a footy field. Just keep him off the wireless.
All right. The fifth quarter.